All right, Joe Shimoda, if Lars didn't screw up your break, you would be on a 3-for-3 roll right now, dude. You're crushing it. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can. Let's do about the scrum.
Okay, yeah. I would never, you know, say I wouldn't want that race.
Yeah.
Of course,
well,
anything
I will.
Can happen.
Yeah.
But yes, I think, well, I just need to, you know, give myself an opportunity to try to win the races. And today, two good starts again. It's been awesome. And I don't know, things working out great.
Bike setup here is pretty crucial. How much did you change from your regular stuff? How much did you fiddle with your bike, or were you pretty happy?
Honestly, I tried a bigger difference in press riding,
okay. But
didn't work out. So today we went back to what it was, Spring Creek, and that was the best so far.
So Moto2, you know Deegs was there. You get Hammaker in front of you. Are you looking for the number one? Are you checking it out at all?
No, because okay. Actually, I swear I passed Seth, and I thought I had a good gap, but because the track is so narrow, you get a lot of lappers.
Yeah.
And those lappers try to race me pretty hard.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, looking back, I swear there's nobody behind me.
Yeah,
so
yeah. That's
what I was checking out.
I had to feel pretty good to win that whole thing, right? Like almost checkers, almost all the way to the end.
Yeah, super stoked.
All right, when are we going to know about what you're doing next year?
So myself, I'm clear where I want to go.
Okay.
But I'm just can't really say anything
okay. Because
not signed anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, so nothing signed,
yes.
Still negotiating.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, man, don't sign it yet because your price is going to keep going up with the way you've been riding lately, right?
No comment.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, Joe. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.